This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a business, liquor store, grocery store, having trouble keeping cashiers, go Southwest Point of Sale. Do like the big guys do. You don't need a cashier, just Point of Sale. 800-540-2149, southwestpointofsale.com or southwestpos.com. Either Jeff or Mark, come out and take a look at your facility. If it fits, it's cheaper than a cash register. 7 day a week, 24-hour day service, 800-540-2149. And Black Forest Motorsports, if you have a BMW, Porsche, or Mini, over 40-plus years experience, great dealer alternative. But then if you want to go a little quick at a racetrack, they can handle that for you as well. Go to blackforest.com, blackforest.com. Well, young lady, what have you done today?
Well, you know, teachers and co-hosts shouldn't have favorites, but sometimes it just happens.
You're not supposed to.
Sometimes it just happens. I love the people who came in. Thanks for making it happen.
Thanks for having us.
And who is that guy?
So we have a junior driver and a senior driver. I think they both call Barona their home track, but it's certainly not the only track they've raced at. I'm hoping to hear about the upcoming season of our junior driver and maybe a mentor program in the works from our senior driver. Please welcome Nick Novak, Jacob Novak, and his buddy Preston's in the house too, just chilling and taking it all in.
Got the whole crew.
Yeah.
Here we are again,
her
Dave.
Introductions.
I know. It just makes me feel so special.
I know. Like, oh, well, and well deserved. But she's so good at it.
I'm trying to paint a picture for the listener.
And
they don't get to see.
If I didn't know better, I'd say you're a teacher. If I didn't know better, I would say you're a teacher. So I'm going to go totally sideways.
Where is he going?
I'm going to take your mic and throw it right over there to Mr. Preston.
Oh, my God. Okay. We're starting with the football player.
Well, let's talk with the football player. All right. So how you doing, Preston?
Good. How are you?
Ever been on radio before?
No.
Never done it?
Nope.
So let me guess. You do play football?
Yes.
What position?
Right tackle.
Okay. Very specific. I think wall would be another good terminology, but you like football?
Yes.
You ever want to get in a race car?
I would like to, just to see how it is.
Yeah, I would too. Well, you're up in the, what is it, pure stock?
Jacob?
Yeah.
Jacob just went into
no,
junior
not
spring.
Jacob, not that kid. That's your kid.
They're the same age.
They're both 7 years.
They're the same age.
Yeah, they're 13 years old. They can't even race in the big cars yet.
You can't even take them to lunch together.
No. My God. They're the Tweedles.
So
that's what we call them, Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah.
Or Larry and Harry and Lloyd, like on Dumb and Dumber. They're inseparable, these two. It's nonstop. They play basketball with each other.
Yeah.
They
football. Yeah,
everything. We live around the corner. His dad and me coach both of our daughters in softball.
No kidding.
Yeah. It's all the time.
That's Nick Novak, by the way, folks. And I knew this guy when he was single, and all he had was a truck.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Now I'm married and all I got is a truck.
Nothing. That still has that same truck. Nothing more. Nothing less. So you just kind of support him? Do you work on the crew? Are you part of the crew?
Sometimes when I go up there with him.
Okay.
Yeah, he helps out. Yeah. He does help out a ton. They're good together. Yeah. They work well together. They're good kids most of the time.
Well, that's the main thing. So okay, Jacob. What's going on next year? What do you got planned? How big a trophy case does your dad need to build?
I don't know. I mean, I've already got one shelf.
Whoops. See, so how many more shelves do you need? At least 3 or 4, right? But you're just going out having fun, right?
Yep.
Well, wait. Are you stepping into a new division?
Yeah.
Let our listeners know where you came from and where you're headed.
What was your old division?
So I was in a Minidorf.
Okay.
racing number 79.
How fast did it go?
Not too fast.
Fast enough for a 12-year-old.
Yeah. When you say not fast enough, that no, the answer is 300 miles an hour.
Maybe.
200 miles an hour.
That's what it feels like.
40 miles an hour. 40?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, but doesn't it feel like 300 miles an hour?
Uh-huh.
Especially when, what are all these people around me?
Right.
All right, so now what are you getting into?
So I did the last race of last season, the two-race show.
Spooky series. Remember we talked about
that? Oh, yeah, the spooky series.
I raced my Maydorf, and then I just got in Nick Manalo's old junior sprint that his son Jacob raced.
Yeah, right, right.
And I used, and I raced that, and I got third, and then I spun out, so I ended up last. And then in the second race, I finished fifth, I think, around fifth.
Started in the back row of both races. I think there was like 12 kids in each deal, and
how much difference is it between the two cars?
A ton. Oh, double the horsepower. They got these have suspension.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're trick. They're super trick. 4,500 RPM stall clutches in them.
Oh, so these things are quick, too.
Yeah, yeah. They run really good. Really,
so that's really equating to the spinning out, not realizing the power that he has under his foot.
Oh, no, he was helped with that. That wasn't him.
Oh, he did do it all by himself?
He went from 12th to 3rd in two laps. We didn't know how because I was trying to watch the whole track because I got to watch all the kids.
Right.
And then he got spun out. So, but then tell them about the Mini Dwarf. Last race in the Mini Dwarf.
Then I got fifth the first race, and then the last race I won, which was really cool because it was my last race in my Mini Dwarf.
Fantastic. So what are you doing with the Mini Dwarf?
We sold it to, I don't know if you know Brent Horn.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We sold it to him. Well, it's sold. We still have it, but we need to put it together because it's kind of broken. And then...
You sold him a broken race car?
No, it broke. It broke.
While winning, it broke. And we didn't find it till a couple weeks later.
It was like, oh, look, it's broke.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you still won, right?
Yeah, I still won.
Where do you go to school?
Tierra del Sol. It's right next to Lindo Lake.
Oh, okay.
In Lakeside.
Very good. Mm-hmm. You take this guy with you?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You guys take the same classes?
Yes.
Poor teachers, huh?
Those poor teachers. No, hey, look how nice and quiet he is.
Uh-huh.
Probably doesn't say a word, you know.
Uh-huh.
What's your GPA right now, Jacob?
In the middle of the trimester, I had a 3.8. I don't know what I have right now. I think I might kind of like the same thing.
Who knows what a GPA is?
The teacher does.
At that age.
The teacher does.
I know.
3.8.
No, seriously.
Did you know what it was at that age?
Yeah, because mine started with a 1 all the time.
That's my whole point. Oh. I didn't even care. I got it.
Yeah.
Now, hey, everybody in my high school, this is terrible to tell a teacher, but you had to get 210 to get out credit wise.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting out 240, 250, 276, 292. I got out 217. And I was happy.
Yeah. I was the same way.
Yeah. See, I know. You and I cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
So you ready? Have you been doing any driving at all since last season?
Not really.
No K1 speed? No going down there?
Yeah, you did that.
I did speed circuit time.
He has a simulator. iRacing. You mess with that at all?
I try not to.
A lot of the NASCAR guys do it. Because
I'll go buy one.
Yeah, that's what I did. That was like one of my COVID. You know, everybody had like a COVID thing.
Yeah.
That's what I ended up doing.
Oh no.
And that's what taught him how to drive.
Did you get the full chair?
No. I got one monitor with a wheel and pedals. That's it.
Oh no. See, I can't.
We have an office chair as our chair.
An office chair.
Like these chairs.
See, I have to have. I mean, I've seen them. And I keep saying, well, I'll just have them send me one.
Yeah.
And then I'll use it and then report on it. But then I figured I'll never, ever get out of my chair.
Right.
I bet you those guys are... I race with guys from all over the world. And I posted on my Facebook about this today. So we're racing tonight.
Racing tonight?
Yeah. We race street stocks, asphalt street stocks. It's so much fun.
I was going to say, what are you driving?
Mostly asphalt street stocks.
Okay. Particular track tonight?
I don't know. Hopefully not Phoenix. They usually kind of follow the NASCAR lineup.
You don't like Phoenix?
I'm terrible at it. Terrible.
I always bring his license down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I play Wreckfest instead because he gets mad. And I bring his license down.
No kidding.
Touche.
No, but the simulator, that's a huge, huge benefit. It has helped him. So because you can race anything, anywhere. Any car you want to race, they have it. And any track you can think of, they have it. They have tracks on there that are similar to Verona and whatever else. Like,
serious?
Yes, and it's a blast.
All right, let's take a quick break. We got anybody on the line?
Nick is on the line.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than Ford. El Cajon Ford, especially service, parts, sales, it doesn't make any difference. They'll treat you like family, and it is a family-owned and operated dealership. In fact, Paul Dyke races at Barona Speedway, and it's taken quite a bit of hardware home. But when it comes to buying a car, new, used, that's the place to go. Inventory's coming up. Tons of Broncos. Go check him out. Hey, we got a great group in the house. We have
Nick, Jacob, and Preston.
Yes, indeed. And we also have Brittany.
Yeah, there's that too.
So, what are you doing with your car? Are you ready?
I'm not quite ready. Hey, I filled out the driver's questionnaire.
Uh-oh.
I put on my glasses, made a cup of coffee this morning, and said, don't get up from the couch until that picture is uploaded.
There you go.
Did you get it?
Yes.
What's that all about?
Barona Speedway. They're doing those driver profiles. You guys put me on the spot last week.
Oh.
I had tried to, and I got interrupted.
Did you get a picture with your gear on?
Yeah, me standing next to my car in the pits.
Without the helmet,
holding the helmet.
We need a picture of you standing on top of the car with a trophy. That needs to be your goal this
year. Yeah, is that going to be? Would that be your goal this year?
That's it.
Read my profile. That's one of the questions.
All right.
My goal is to drive up on the trailer in one piece after every single race.
Here's the goal. And I'm telling you,
listen to your coach.
And I got my buddy Jimmy too. I'm talking to. He's stressing about. And I said, if you show up with that in your head, that's what's going to happen.
That's exactly.
If you're like, I'm going to win this deal, you're going to win it. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen right away, but
you're
going to drive better. You're going to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
You got to go in this deal like elbows up, ready to fight the whole time.
Cause
or else it's not going to work.
Because if you're just here having fun, then you just need to go do something else. Just go to K1 Speed.
Yep.
Go to K1 Speed, have a pizza, go hot rod around with your friends.
Right.
Because if you're serious, and because you got how many people volunteering to help you?
Yeah. Dollars, time,
and you're not putting if you're not putting a winning attitude into it,
plan it out in your head.
But see,
don't sleep the night before. That's what I do. I wake up at 3 in the morning ready to go.
If not earlier.
Yeah.
More like noon. I always call it noon, but it's midnight.
And that's if he's racing or if my daughter's playing softball, anything. You have to have that winning mentality all the time. Not the, I'm going to put on the trailer in one piece. That's not the goal.
But that's pretty important for me.
That'll come with it.
Well, yeah, but see, but you have to understand, Brittany, you didn't start out at Jacob's age.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't start racing back when I thought I was invincible. To me, that's my biggest setback.
Well, but
I raced mountain bikes then, and I got away with a lot of stuff, and that's why I have a lot of hardware.
More people look up to you to do what you do at your age because you said,
Again, my profile, I did say that as well. Don't let age stop you or lack of experience.
Yeah.
That's kind of my angle.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly, and so that's a great thing. On the other hand, if you got to start with that,
I understand the attitude.
Attitude.
If you're here just to have fun, well, I got to tell you, my wife's cousin bought a 50 cal Smith & Wesson.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do with this?
Right, put holes in stuff.
He said, no, I'm gonna put it in a box and put it on my wall.
What?
That's exactly what I said.
Go put holes in something.
I go, no, you have to you have to shoot this gun.
Because
if you don't, I am not going to let you buy it. I'll tell the FLA that you're a criminal because you're not buying it.
That'll end well.
So he went and he shot it, and his eyes are now totally dislodged, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But no, you're absolutely right. So do you think you're ever going to get to higher ranking, or are you just taking
it
serious?
Won his last race
for racing.
Well, I mean, how far in racing do you want to go?
As far as I think I
far
should
as go. Dad will keep writing a check, right? That's what
maybe.
or sponsors.
Keep that hot sauce going. Keep that. I don't see any in front of you.
I don't have any right now.
What was told to me.
I don't have any right now.
The last time you were here.
Yeah.
And gave mine away to Brittany.
I put it on the table and she took it.
What are you talking about? The sauce
yeah.
that I just had on my breakfast this morning? The green one?
Yeah.
Did he not say the next time I come back, I will bring you some, Dave? I'm so sorry.
I brought like 3 bottles last time, I thought.
She took all 3 bottles.
Yeah. I'll make more.
Don't you love it?
I shared it with the guests, too, because the guests would not stop like holding it and caressing it. So I was like, yeah, you can have one. And then I took 2, and one's got the Chipotle. Oh, my God. It's so good. It's gone.
Yeah, I need
to
make
more. And I'm milking
more.
The green one to make
it last. So busy right now, Dave.
Don't you drive a truck?
Yeah, so I own a trucking company, but then I coach
softball. He's coaching softball.
Is that just kind of in the middle someplace?
At this point, yeah. Coaching softball, which that's like trying to herd cats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got 12, 10-year-old girls that all know everything.
Oh, my gosh. And girls
then,
to boot?
Yeah, and then they play basketball 3 days a week, which I try and make it to practices and games anytime I can.
Yeah.
And then we're building a new race car on top of it.
And then
my daughter plays on another team, too. She's on 2 different teams, so.
And you can keep saying it, and then I'll finish with the final and.
I think that's it.
I keep pushing him and reminding him about this mentorship program that I think is amazing.
Well,
but
since
it's put
you're
on your,
not doing anything else,
right.
Why not do a mentoring?
It was brought up at the end of last season, and I just thought it was an incredible idea. You've been super busy, and there were maybe a few things you wanted to think out loud.
Yes, the mentorship program, we're looking for drivers. We're going to start with drivers, but it can be outside people as well. But I would like it to be drivers that come out and watch these kids race. That's not their parents. We're going to try and get new guys down. Each driver can have 1 or 2 kids, depending on how many drivers we get that'll come down and help us. And like, there's times that Jacob will get out of a car and he don't want to look at me and my dad. And he needs to go talk to somebody.
Is that true, Jacob? Jacob, is that true?
Well, it's true. It's fine.
I know it is. I want to see
you. There's times that you get out of your car and you don't want to look at your dad probably,
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah.
But imagine if you had somebody that was completely removed from it, that was able to just go down there and watch
you. And luckily
you.
I do. So, yeah. That's why I think this is a great idea.
I have mine as well. When I was in a car, I had them, too. I think every kid should have it. Have a little bit of an outside opinion.
Somebody other than the parents.
Yes.
The person they're driving home with at the end of the
night. Wouldn't that be something if you could do that in baseball and
everything.
And basketball? Yeah, everything. Every sport.
So what are you thinking the expectation is put on this senior driver? Just to
come down, watch the race.
Watch the race.
Be
give
a
feedback.
Decent human being.
Yeah.
That's a big one there.
Be a little bit of a role model.
Yes. And it's your job to once a night talk to the kid and go, either, hey, good luck tonight, I'll be watching you, try this, I looked at the track and did this, or after the race, come back and say, hey, you did great, but we're going to fix this for the next one, what's your goal for the next race, set goals for them, everything else.
Right.
As a parent, I mean, I do it too, you get so wrapped up in the financial of it, the time of it, we just fixed that and it's broke again type of it, so you start start missing out some of that stuff, you know what I mean? And you need that outside voice sometimes, you know. I do it for the Manalo's kids. They're like our race family. And I'll pull his boys aside every once in a while. I'm like, why are you guys going in the corner like this? We could do this. Or why this? Why that? You know.
So at this point, it's not official. Yeah. Would you recommend, hey, drivers out there who are listening?
I need 25 drivers. 25 to 30. If we have too many, it's a good problem to have. that are willing to just kind of help out. We're not asking for anything but for you to come down and watch the kids race a little bit. And
on the same day that they're going to be there.
Yeah, because we're in the intermission of the big cars.
Yeah, it's in between the heat races and the main of the adult drivers.
So just so that a driver out there thinking about it is going, oh, my God, I'm going to spend all day with a kid.
No.
Well, no. So we're only talking about a window during intermission, and you just want to give them driving tips.
That's it.
If you guys out there and girls out there that are in the upper divisions, you want to keep this thing moving, you got to get the kids involved. You got it. So don't sit back there and say, I don't have time. What are we talking about, 10, 15 minutes?
If that, you're already there. You know what
I mean? That's what I'm saying, 10, 15 minutes.
Watch the race.
You're already there.
Yeah.
give them feedback.
These kids will teach you something, too.
Amen to that. Right? I think that the adults sometimes take it way too serious.
Yeah.
And we still see the kids out there having a good time between races, chasing each other.
Yeah, playing football and everything. Tag. Yeah, yeah, playing tag.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah. It's good for everybody.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. No. I think this is a great... Okay, so who came up with this idea?
This was an idea from Eric Evans back in the day. Eric's wife, Chris Profilio, she had mentioned something about it. I loved it. It's not my idea at all. I'm just trying to bring it
back.
Same
here. Not my idea, but I love it. So I keep pushing and prodding Nick.
But somebody's... Nick. Well, it's not going to be... I mean, if you're going to do it right, it could almost be a full-time job.
So what is your role this year at Barona? Do you have a role?
I am the kids' race director.
The race director.
I'm the race director for the kids.
So your plate is full.
Yeah.
So people who are interested, should they come to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay, still.
I like a full plate. Look at me, Dave.
Well, I tell you what I'll do for you. I'll tell you what I'll do to help out. See if this makes sense. But you're going to have to do homework. Nothing I like better than giving you homework.
Yeah.
And you can bring Smiley in with you, too. Think about this. Let's do a show on the division, the kids division, because that's one of the most important divisions, because that's the division people get into that never been there, never been into racing. So we do a whole show. Who it is? What is it? Why is it? And a recap on that division. Then give him the show, put it on a CD or a thumb drive. Maybe even have some thumb drives that look like a race car,
or just online.
Right. Or just put it on Facebook, Dave. Yeah. It says in 1998.
Come on. I like the little thing.
Just put it on Facebook, dude.
I can't believe I got the same look for both of you.
I was just letting him say as many things
drive
as he wanted.
Whatever. I don't even know what a thumb drive is. Computers don't even have that anymore. Put it on TikTok.
No, I don't like TikTok.
Why don't you like TikTok?
Because.
You know, TikTok. It's amazing. I posted a video of mud coming out of the bed of my dump truck. I got 230,000 views.
Wait,
how
about talking about today's show, Dave, today's announcement for this particular interview? There's a chicken involved.
I did see what was coming out of the back end of that chicken.
It was him.
Who? That was who?
Jacob.
Jacob.
Jacob, you got to get out. Quit going. I seen that. What are you doing that for, Jacob?
That's just crazy. His mom straightened his mullet, and he was feeling himself with
his
glasses.
Wait, you have a mullet right now under that San Diego Padre hat? Let's break it out.
Here it goes.
Okay. Listeners, it's flattened by the hat, but he's got a mullet. You do too, Preston?
You got one too?
Oh, of course you do.
What the heck, man? I don't blame him.
Of course, of course.
All right, let's take a quick break. We come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Boy, if you haven't been to Paris Auto Speedway, this is the year to go. It is going to be jam-packed. And just check their website, ParisAutoSpeedway.com, ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Well, we got a special guest on the line. We got Vern Sweeney. He's calling in today. Hey, Vern, how's it going, bud?
Good. How are you, sir?
Looks like you've been... pounding dirt for a few years.
Yeah, been around for a while. My family since the 50s, and we've kept it going. And we spread out across the country a little bit with my cousin and so forth, and things are going good.
So you still racing?
Yeah, we're getting the car ready today as we speak. Took my time here to give you guys a call.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To talk about racing.
Yeah. So your son, I guess, Andrew, is he wrenching or is he driving?
Well, he's going to be doing a little bit of both because we don't have a large crew, which I got to stop everybody. I got to thank everybody on the crew before we get too far.
Yeah.
Got Rachel and Brecken, my girlfriend, which I love her very dearly, and Brecken too. I got Dwayne. I got Roger. I got Danny. I got Mom at home doing a support team. I got to thank Paris Auto Speedway, Donnie Kazarian, and Kim for putting on a great race, you know, menu for us there at that track. Shaver Specialties, so I got to thank them, and I got to thank Bill's Jerky. He's our sponsor for the year that's kind of stuck with us, and so we're hoping that everything keeps going good.
Well, I hope so too. But I was just looking at Scott's email. How are you getting to the racetrack?
Oh, yeah.
Looks like you, need a tow.
Help? Yeah, that's going to be it. We need a tow. We got two cars going. With, like you were asking about my son, he's going to be driving too. So Bill's Jerky, great man. He hopefully has a man lined up out of Las Vegas with a truck with the type of a hookup that we have.
Uh-huh.
We had a little bit of an issue coming out of Ventura last year. We broke the motor in my 7.3 diesel, and we've had some issues getting it all fixed up, and it's not quite running right. So we do need a tow truck. If anybody's listening, if anybody wants to help out with that, if we can't get something going. But it's got to have a 3-inch ball, not a 3-inch pin. It's got a 3-inch regular ball.
Right.
In the back of the, or a gooseneck in the back of the bed of the truck.
Right.
Which day and time would be ideal to pick up?
What's that?
To pick up.
Oh, well, we leave it like, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning and head out to the track, because I like getting there early so we can double check everything.
Is this Thursday, Friday, or Saturday morning?
Saturday.
Saturday morning. All right.
Yeah, Saturday race.
All right. So do you have a website people can DM you? Or was it, DM?
Give you a thumb drive?
Write you a letter and drop it off at the post office?
At the post office with a stamp. How can people get a hold? I'm firing all you. You two kids, you can stay. The old farts, they're out of here. How do they get a hold of you?
Chisel and stone.
Just call me on my cell phone. That's the best. 310-901-7483.
One more time, slowly.
310-901-7483.
All right. And you'll buy him a beer.
And some jerky.
Then some.
And then.
Yeah.
And so, bring home a win.
So you've been racing, it says here, since the 80s at Ascot. And I guess, like you said, it's been family, and it's just one of those things you just have to just keep doing, right?
Pretty much. Been breathing that methanol before I was born, and I was born, and I just can't get the smell out of my nose.
Yeah, I know. So, how old's your son?
He's 13.
So we have a 13-year-old in here that's moving up from
mini dwarfs to junior sprints
on the dirt.
Yep.
And it's got passion. Got total passion.
Right on, yeah. We started with quarter midgets and went to micros. And then he got into dirt bike racing. And now he's back to sprint car racing. He's an officer in Arizona. So he's going to be driving out. Going to be kind of like a hired driver. I never had that opportunity. So
it's in his
drive-in.
Oh, arrive and drive.
I've done that. It's the best.
What number is he going to be driving?
You'll have the other number 98, but it'll say 98 Junior on it.
Okay.
Right on.
All right. Wow, that is awesome.
Super cool.
So you running a full season?
Well, if things work out correctly, we always want to. I mean, you never know how it's going to work out. We had a little bit of problems the first race, and we kind of became spectators for the first two nights of racing in Yuma, Arizona. But yeah, that's our goal. We would really love to. It's just cubic dollars, It's just nobody really understands what it takes from Monday to Friday to get it in the trailer and then go from there to the track and come back home,
And it doesn't matter the size of the car, the size of the motor, it's all the same thing.
It's all
the
same thing.
Well, that's kind of why we do the show, or why Brittany and I do the show we do, is because we got, like I said, we got kids in here right now that are just starting in their racing career. And we need to talk to them about marketing. What are you going to do for that advertiser? Somebody hands you some money. Are you just going to give them a sticker? Or what are you going to do for them? You're going to come to their business? You're going to do fundraisers? What are you going to do for that advertiser? And that, today, unfortunately, is what it's going to take, to keep the especially the grassroots racer going. Don't you kind of agree?
Oh, well, of course, you always have to promote your sponsor. You always put their name out there every chance you get.
Every chance.
And if they want you to do something for them, you try to do that with the time permitting, because a lot of times you're working on the car so hard, you don't always have the free time to go do what you need to do for them. But then they understand it because they're doing the sponsorship because they love the racing.
Right.
And
but you always get their name out there. There's so many different ways now to do it.
Yeah. Oh, especially if you're good at social media and all that. Oh, my Lord.
Right. You know, there's million and one ways to do it. So there's always an avenue for everybody to get their share of what needs to be done, you know, on the whole deal.
Okay. So before I forget, because I always do it with every driver, young and old, who helps get you to the track? Who are your sponsors?
Bill's Jerky. Right now we got Bill's Jerky, Shaver Specialties. They're helping me out. You know, we've got Torrance Auto Parts. You know, he's a Napa distributor.
Oh, cool.
He gives me some stuff at the cost, and Team C Performance gives me some of the parts at cost. You know, we're getting some help, but we lost one of our good sponsors, Foss Cores, which we're hoping that Jerry comes back on board. It's just, you just got to keep asking people, and you got to just hopefully things keep going right for you on that sponsorship program, you know?
Right. Well, like I said, you know, and you know, that's the hard part, but the fun part is sitting there behind the wheel. Don't you agree?
Oh, well, I can't stop doing it. I'm almost 60 years old, and
I can't
get it out of my blood, you know?
You're not even old. Okay, so here's the question. You ready?
Okay, shoot.
How old do you think you would be if you didn't know how old you were today? Think about it.
That's a loaded question. I'd be still young at heart like I am.
Hey, I
still think I'm 20.
There you go. There's your answer. 20.
Hey, I'm 70, 77?
Holy smokes.
77, and I feel 18.
There you go.
And my body constantly tries to remind me of that. So I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but when you jump out of that car after a race, like that's when I remind myself, that's why I do it. I look in the garage today. My car is in all parts, and it's like,
So you got anybody in the family following in your footsteps?
Other than Andrew. Andrew, and then back east in Ohio, we got Sheldon Hodenshield, and that's Jack and Patty's son.
Oh, okay. So you're good.
You know, he got fortunate. He's got a great sponsor with Ricky Stenthouse and Marshall Racing with NOS for a sponsor. You know, we would love to have something like that. He gets to race the World of Outlaws, the whole setup there all year long, which is wonderful.
Wow.
And that's a stud,
we never
too.
Got quite that fortunate to have a sponsor that size, but you know, we've had some help along the way all these years. Otherwise we couldn't do it on our own. We're always looking for help too. Anybody out there that's listening, we have a little bit of a blank spot on the car in a few spots, and it would be wonderful to have somebody jump on board with us.
Sure.
And what do you race and where?
Sprint car at Parasol Speedway.
360 sprint?
No, 410.
410.
Okay.
We do have a 360, but that's kind of only, you know, on a hit and miss kind of thing this year, but we're going to be, it's always 410s for us.
And the 410s are getting so big so fast right now, too. They're becoming
They're huge.
Big again. Yeah. There's a lot of them going. They just raced in El Centro this weekend.
Right, yeah, we weren't able to go there, obviously, because we didn't have a truck. We were ready to go, but we couldn't get the truck to move the trailer to get the cars out, even to hop into another trailer. So, yeah, I would have loved to have gone. I heard it was a great race, and it was a good show. They had like 24 cars, and we're looking for that much or more than at Paris Auto Speedway for the car count.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we got to figure out a way, even if you have to get a rental truck. Just say I'm moving a golf cart.
We did that.
But I need a 3-inch ball. And it's not a big golf cart, just a 3-inch ball.
A 3-inch ball and right in the middle of the bed, but it can't be a 4x4 truck because that makes it too high for the way my trailer's set up. It's got to be a regular two-wheel drive truck if that's possible.
Yeah,
I remember.
That's what I said. Go to Hertz Rental. Just rent one.
And I think 2018.
Get the insurance.
Yeah, Hertz. I don't mean to pull out the name. I think it's Enterprise. I'm sorry. We've had to use one of their trucks one time, four-wheel drive, and it's a little hot.
Yeah.
And Antoine out there helps us out a bunch. But
Well, hopefully I hope somebody jumps up, gives you a hand. When's your next race? It's a Saturday?
Saturday night.
Well, if I see you going down the freeway in your race car, not to worry.
The car itself? Is that how he's going to get the sprint car there?
If that's what it's going to take to get it to the track.
Drive the sprint car.
Just drive it. What's a cop going to say?
Well, first they got to catch
him. I was just going to say he's got to catch
him. And then drop your son's name.
All right, social media, how do people follow you? I know you're supposed to know.
We can badge him, right? Just there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's right. Yeah, put him in the front. All right, so if anybody wanted to follow you, are you on social media at all?
Yeah, we are. I got to figure that out. My guy, Dwayne, he's the one who handles all that.
All right.
And it's all on his stuff. And right. We got a little, I think we have a little bit of SweeneyRacing.com out there, I'm sure. But yeah, right. we do need some help with all that stuff. It'd be great to be out there a little bit more on that social media.
Look for a kid. Just go find a kid.
They're called digital natives.
Yeah. Is that what it
That's
is
what
now?
We call them in education.
Digital natives? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right.
Find a kid.
Yeah, I know. All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. It was a fun interview.
All right, everybody. Come out to the races. Paris Auto Speedway, Saturday night.
Should be a good show.
Yeah, should be a good one right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Anything he works on, he could dyno tune it for you as well. Because he'll do drag cars, race cars, sand cars, trucks, buggies. And then he'll work on your mom's car and your dad's car and your grandfather's car. Doesn't make any difference. Certified Car Clinic. Go where they love to work on cars. All right. I guess we've got... Mark Rose decided to call him, but your finger is in the air. We have a happy 70th birthday
to Jamie Gassert, my mama.
The loveliest woman on the planet.
Best mom in the world.
Besides her daughter. Because that lady.
I'm her favorite daughter.
She's pretty rad.
Thank you, Nick.
You can't put them together. There's sparks. You know, things happen when these two get together.
It's all good.
You know they're trying to do the double decker race at Paris.
Yeah,
and it's
they've done it.
No,
double decker.
No, mom wants.
Oh, you're trying to do it.
No,
me and my mom.
And they have. Well, I think the only beauty of the argument is they can't decide who's going to be on top and who's going to be on the bottom.
Yeah, and you know one has the throttle and one has
the steering. Yeah, yes, no.
We've already had this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yikes! Yeah.
And I think it's mother.
I'll let her choose.
This.
Yeah, she is.
Hey, it's her birthday. 70 years old. Yes. Keep her on the bottom.
70 years young.
Keep her on the bottom. That way she won't bounce.
All right. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Oh, it's too bad she's not online. I was going to ask her my infamous question. How old do you think you would be if you didn't know how old you were today?
I think she's 37.
Well, you haven't said nothing either. I said it to you one time after a race, and it was a really bad number.
Anyway, Mark Rose is on the line to talk about an update on Barona, although there is another storm coming on Tuesday night.
Mother Nature is not being kind.
Give us the good news.
Yeah, otherwise...
Well, the good news is I'm really not going to talk about the track. I've got this is a four-part call-in, and I'm going to start with Dave.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Really? Thumb drive?
Thumb drive CD.
Hey,
Mark.
Hey,
CD.
I
have been,
you know,
I've been in my garage. I've been in my garage biting my tongue. I'm working out here, and I couldn't stand it. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Online.
Yeah.
Out in the air.
I'm thinking, Dave. I'm thinking carrier pigeon.
Right.
Okay, hey.
Carrier pigeon.
And you know, now that you guys have said that. I've mentioned this to other people and got the same look on their face. Like
they're just not willing to speak up.
I know.
You got Nick and Brittany and the Mark
feels, now. Oh, yeah. I got to change my
we
old.
We should hang a sign off the back of an airplane like we did in the 80s.
Hey, I like that. Yeah. Even better. Oh, my God.
I still want him to chisel it.
All right, who's next? Who are you going to go
now,
after?
What's your next?
Does he remind you of talking to your principal?
I wish.
No. Does it kind of remind? It reminds me.
Enough to know Moses. He can just pound it out of him like rock and chisel, like the Ten Commandments.
Are you going to ask Jacob the question you text me?
No, I'm going to thank you first of all. Thank you for filling out your driver profile.
The model student.
Yeah.
Well, you're a teacher.
No, I do have a question for Jacob.
Oh, Jacob, you're up. Yep. Well,
Jacob, why is your GPA so good?
Mm-hmm, that was the question.
I don't know. I didn't get such good, like I no, didn't have the no, best grades last year.
He's looking for an answer, Jacob, a specific answer.
Yeah.
Tell everybody why your grades are so good.
I kind of just was like, this year
no,
I
No, because if you don't get good grades, you don't get
oh,
the race.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If I don't get good grades, that
read
was
the
assault.
Script. It's yeah. right here on the wall, big
that
letters.
That was also another thing.
Thanks,
if
Dad.
I don't get yeah, to I don't get to race him. If I don't get good grades.
Oops. So yeah. Pops gets blamed.
Yeah.
That's good parenting.
Brittany, Dave, I got a text a couple months back from Nick, and I just started crying at work when I read it, because it was a note yeah. from his parents, from his teacher, from Jacob's teacher, saying, not sure who Mark is. Oh. I know, what you guys are doing, but keep up the good work, because Jacob knows he can't race unless he gets good grades.
That's awesome.
So that was part of our deal with Jacob, when he started racing that car, was no grades, no race.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all right. So Jacob, you want to have fun with the teacher?
No. Okay. I'm tell here
her,
to mediate.
Tell
right
her
now.
Come out to the track. Oh, we'll yeah. take you for a ride.
There you go.
There you go.
I bet you she would. You think she'd like it? Your teacher?
I don't know.
I know a teacher who likes to drive.
What? Well, we're not talking to you. We know you like to
just
drive.
Just saying. Give her a chance.
Just saying.
Say yes.
I mean, it would be fun to tell her. I mean, she'd get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
All right. So, what else you got?
Yeah.
Sam?
What else?
So there's a fourth. The fourth part is: there any question in your mind, Dave, why
Dave.
I chose Nick Novak to be the race director for the kids division?
No. Why?
Yeah. That's my point.
Yeah,
I mean,
perfect.
It all makes sense. It's perfect.
He just needs more help.
He does have a plate that's full.
He does. But he just.
We don't want you to burn
listen,
out.
We're in the off season right now.
I know. You
it's
say
coming
that today.
Quick. We're getting starting in a flow with softball. We're going to get this kids program figured out.
Yeah.
We did amazing with the spooky series. It was amazing.
Didn't that turn out phenomenal?
It was great. It was amazing. Everybody had fun. The trophies. You guys helped out. Everybody helped out.
Yeah.
We got money for tech now. I've had six.
Wait,
new...
what does that mean? We have money for tech. What does that mean?
We got to buy tech stuff. And Mark's building a jig right now so we can check the weight or
the width?
Width and length,
okay.
length of these cars and everything else.
All right.
So we'll be able to start having stuff that's specifically for the kids program, because we're different than everything. You know what I mean?
You almost need a little C van at the track that you can store your stuff in.
Right.
That was a volunteer out there. Anybody that deals with C vans?
We've got some out there. We have it.
You stop it! I'm trying to get him.
Trying to get you more.
They have enough. They have them all over the place.
Are you looking for more volunteers? Do you need a right hand man or woman?
I need
to run to help with the races.
I need a. Well, yeah, we need corner people,
okay.
Which is where the mentorship program will really be a big part of.
Oh,
our kind of top guys in that can help us out.
Yeah,
with that.
So they can see.
Yeah.
So what?
You know what we need? We need race season to start. We need this rain to stop. We need race season to start. We can start getting in a flow of it.
Right.
Because that's the thing. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face here, but until we
get
out there and
learn.
But
you want to make sure you have things ready for day one, though.
Yeah.
Are we looking for anybody specifically? Corner people?
Corner people,
okay,
yep.
Corner people. See Nick if you're interested.
They know.
Okay.
They know. We need this rain to go away, though.
Well.
Will you stop it?
Yeah.
We need some.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Well, in August, we're going to want it, so. You know.
I don't even want. Yeah, and then I guess there's another one coming?
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're about to put.
So is it safe to say there's probably no practice next weekend?
That's safe to say.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We still have a little bit of track to work on for you folks, and it would be rough. It's going to be really rough. I'm hoping to practice the night before the opening night.
All right.
But you know what?
It is what it is.
Safety is first.
Why work just knowing you're going to have to rework?
Exactly.
And the ruts that we put in and it dries out.
Because,
let's
face it, you can only push on a volunteer for so many times.
Sound system's good to go?
Yep. Everything's ready to rumble.
Yeah, okay. Somebody I'm
we have enough fire extinguishers for the infield?
Yep. We got a whole fire crew.
Okay.
We
got the fire crew on board. And
best in the business.
Do we have the bales of straw that was thrown out there?
Me and Mark and I just talked about that on the way here, about the hay. We wait till the last second for that, because
you don't want it to get wet, probably.
That stuff has a lifespan on it.
Yeah, yeah.
So realistically, you can go through 40 bales a year. We are looking for a hay sponsor, if anybody knows of anything.
Think straw. Just
straw.
Sorry to be technical.
That's fine.
Probably straw. I'm a
We need that straw sponsor if you know anybody.
Yeah, straw sponsor.
Keeps the kids safe. See why I don't talk much during this hour.
I just want the right thing to come to them. Yeah. You don't want hay coming.
Why
you
not?
Want straw.
What's wrong with hay?
You want the yellow stuff. You don't
Will
want
we be
the
here
green
a while?
Stuff.
Will we be here a while
with that coming? So listen, big things we need to hit on. Let's talk positive for just a second. Mark, stay on the phone. Mark's been working his tail off trying to make sure everything's handled.
Right.
Todd and Trish have been working their tails off trying to make sure everything's handled. Right. They're doing everything they can to make the racetrack as good as it can
be
right now.
You have a date on KOSI.
Dave's got us a date for KOSI on a thumb drive or a CD.
CD.
Yep. April 1st, opening day.
Try a race board.
IMCA TV is going to be there, so it's going to be streamed everywhere. Ooh. Opening day is going to be really big. We've got a bunch of rad races coming up. Mark, there is a winter national or a summer nationals again, right? Middle of the season. That's a big one. A two-day show. Big one to look forward to. So it's going to be a lot of fun. They're working on the racetrack as much as they possibly can with the rain. I just got videos. It's pretty wet up there.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
Ugly. What are the times? Our start times were kind of changing throughout the season for good reason.
Yeah.
What is going to be our start time for April? Like, when do we start?
Everything has gone back to the original daylight savings time, so our first main event will be at 6 o'clock.
All right. You hear that, spectators?
6 o'clock.
So when can the spectators start showing up and being let in?
Gates open at noon. There's the RV parking up on top or places for easy ups down in the end of turn one and two. So you can get there early and reserve one of those spots. But again, gates open at 12 and you can bring your own food. There's a snack bars there, but if you park up on top and you want to bring sandwiches or a barbecue, you can.
Or beer.
Or your own sodas, your own.
Or beer.
Or your own personal
or Prosecco.
Beverage.
That's what my girlfriends brought. The first time they came out, they brought like brie and a Prosecco and wondered why everyone was staring at them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But obviously, there is no drinking in the pits. It's only a spectator deal. And I want to emphasize, anybody that is in the stands, as soon as the final checkered flag falls,
yep.
We invite you all to come down and meet the drivers, sit in the race cars, you know, just...
Must have read my profile today.
All right, you're getting a yellow flag. You're getting a yellow flag. We are going to break. Thanks, buddy. You're the best.
Thank you.
Everybody show up, hopefully, if the weather's good. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.